It's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a wheel. Boom, atomic cocktail. Falls a splice all around the place. When you see it coming, just grab your suitcase. It'll send you through the skies like air mail. Boom, atomic cocktail. You push a button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, it's bound to shake, because you feel just like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. When you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a whale. Boom, atomic cocktail. Button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, bound to shake, because it feels like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. If you're small as a beetle or big as a whale, atomic cocktail.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Tonight, doing a slightly different program. In the past, I've opened up the show to collectors of 78s who are not of the acoustic era in order to broaden it a little bit, because there's so much other material out there. And while I do have my basic format, which I will always return to, it's nice to get people to hear other records, other kinds of collections, especially ones that are quite specific. So my guest tonight is Mr. Ethan Krenson, and he is a collector of all kinds of 78s, and we are going to do a specific atomic show today. So welcome, Ethan.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes. We've sort of known each other on the periphery of things and have some similar crossover areas, which we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. But you've been a collector for many years of atomic records.
That's right.
How did you get into that?
The internet, really. I think at a certain point, maybe in about the year 2000, I was beginning to collect 78s of all genres and all periods. And I sat down, I think, and just saw that search box staring at me. And started thinking, like, what sorts of things do I want to collect? And I'm interested in, you know, history, science, and specifically the history of the atomic bomb. So I thought, well, I'll just see what's out there. And it turns out there's quite a bit. And then that led to sort of a broadening of the idea of the genre of the atomic song, because it sort of spreads out to include American politics, like the Red Scare, and you could even include, if you were so inclined, the space race, that I, you know, find a little bit too broad. But
are there 78s about the space race?
Yeah, actually, when the Soviets launched Sputnik, mm-hmm. there was a lot of interest in what was going on in outer space.
I think there was
that was 57.
Like a Yuri Gagarin record, 45, that came out in Russia when he launched, like, you know, he's our hero, kind of a, you know, one of those fan records.
Yeah, with his face on it, right?
I don't know if I've ever seen it. I think I read about it.
Yeah, but so I found a very popular song, which I think we should hear on this program, by the Sons of the Pioneers, Old Man Adam. And
yes.
then I had that record for a while, and I started communicating with other people who were interested in the same sorts of artifacts of popular culture. There's a group called Conelrad who researches the Cold War era, and they're fantastic.
That's what you find a lot on the internet. These, you can pick such a specific area of interest, and you'll find those with the same one.
Yeah, and so I helped Conelrad. We sort of dug through the vaults to find new atomic bomb songs for their list of the atomic platters, which you can find online.
Right.
And
well, what did we hear there first?
Well, that was Slim Gaylord. Mm-hmm. Doing Atomic Cocktail for a record label called Atomic Records out of Hollywood, California.
All right. Let's get to our next record, and then we'll talk some more. What's going to be next?
Well, next is, I think, another one from really just the period right after the atomic bomb was introduced to the world in late 1945.
Which we just had the 60-year anniversary in August.
Yeah, that's right. This one is, I think, was released in December of 1945. It's Carl and Hardy, and it's when the atom bomb fell on Columbia.
All right. Okay, Ethan, a very jaunty record there.
That's right, Carl and Hardy with a gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
When the atom bomb fell on a red-faced Columbia. A really a song that gives credit where credit is due for the development of the atomic bomb.
Why did they mention Oppenheimer's name? I didn't
know. No, they mentioned God.
Oh, it's really, God.
A lot of the country records after the bomb emphasize the creator as the origin of the atom and therefore the origin of the atom bomb.
Well, during the war, to end World War II, the bomb was the thing that did it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of conjecture about how many lives would have been lost with a mainland invasion.
True.
So a lot of people thanked God
Indeed.
For bringing the atom bomb.
Not inappropriately, but very few songs thank scientists.
Right. I've heard some with Oppenheimer's name mentioned. Maybe not.
I'm gonna.
Okay, you
maybe
know.
Later in the protest era. I think when the protest songs of the 1960s started
right.
to really.
Maybe it's one of those.
Yeah, but in the period just following the war and up to say 1960.
I'm getting the line. How can I raise my boy with Oppenheimer's toy?
Sting.
That's right.
That's Sting.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, that would be 1986, I think.
Right. Right. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So let's continue now. What are we going to hear next?
Well, next we're going to hear a gospel favorite of mine, and I have many versions of this record. There are country gospel versions. There are white gospel versions. This is the famous Blue Jay Singers of Birmingham, Alabama on Decca 48-150, and they're singing Jesus Hits Like the Atom Bomb.
All right.
Oh, be ready when they come,
my Lord.
Be ready when they come,
my Lord.
Be ready when they come. He's coming again so soon. Oh, everybody's worried about the atom bomb. Oh, nobody's worried when my Lord shall come. But he's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he comes. Oh, everybody's worried about the atom bomb. Oh, nobody's worried. Hey, my Lord shall come, but he will hit like an atom bomb when he come.
When he come.
Well, in the year of 1945, atom bomb became alive. In the year of 1949, the USA got very wise. They found out a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, like the people in Japan. Well, God told Elijah to send down fire from the sky. Told Brother Noah by the rainbow sign, won't be water but fire next time. Because everybody's worried about the atom bomb. Oh, nobody's worried. Day my Lord shall come, but he's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he comes. Well, everybody's worried about the atom bomb. Oh, nobody's worried. Day my Lord shall come, but he's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he come.
When he come.
Well, now don't you get worried. Bear in mind, seeking Jesus you will find peace, happiness, joy divine with my Jesus on the line. Because everybody's worried about the atom bomb. Oh, nobody worried. The day my Lord shall come, but he's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he come.
When he come.
Well, everybody worried about the atom bomb. Oh, nobody worried. The day my Lord shall come, but he's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he come. When he comes.
Yeah, well, they sure believed in the power of God and
yes.
the atom bomb.
And
Jesus.
The atom bomb. Everybody's worried about the atom bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I think everybody had reason to be worried about the atom bomb. I think when that song was written and recorded, the Soviets already had tested their own bomb thanks
right.
to the information, I think, the spy from Los Alamos passed the plans for the bomb to the Soviets.
Right.
And so the attitude changed quite a bit about the exuberance that we heard from Slim Gaylord turned to something a little darker after the Soviets had to bomb.
Well, it happened pretty quick, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah. Was there anybody really speaking out? I know there was some, but it wasn't popular to speak out against the bomb when it initially came out.
No, certainly not. There were a few songs I think I want to play for you at one point soon on this program, the Sons of the Pioneer song that I mentioned to you. It was Old Man Adam, a talking blues style song about the dangers of the atomic energy. Mm-hmm. And it was banned after it was recorded by the Sons of the Pioneers. It was sort of, I think, a case of self-censorship by the label that released it. Reaction to it was very negative. Mm-hmm. And there was also, I think, another good genre for the more cautionary messages about the atomic bomb comes from calypso music. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can listen to Sir Lancelot's little warning song called Atomic Energy.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Okay.
Well, let me know, what are we going to hear next?
Well, let's hear that Old Man Adam by the Sons of the Pioneers.
Sure. I think that might be on a Smithsonian collection that I have, on CD.
Very possibly.
I'm not sure if it's this version, or did Pete Seeger do a version of it too?
Pete Seeger did do a version. There's a version by Sam Hinton. We could hear a different version if you'd like to hear something.
No, let's hear the one you wanted to hear. I'm not sure if it's the same song, so let's hear it.
All right.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, out of guard of bikini.
I'm going to preach y'all a sermon about Old Man Adam. That's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the Adam, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you. Cause if you don't get together and do it, well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Now life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy. And folks got born, they'd work and marry. And Adam was a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime. And before they knew it, the thing was done. And they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun. And put a harness on old Sol. Splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, out of guard of bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military atom, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. I hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, out of guard of bikini.
Yes, it's up to the people, cause the atoms don't care. You can't fence me in, I'm just like air. I don't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All I want to do is sit around and have my nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the moral is this, just as plain as day, that Old Man Adam is here to stay. I'm gonna stick around, and that's for true. But ah, my dearly beloved, are you? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, out of guard of bikini.
All right, Ethan. Well, it seems like what I'm getting already about this stuff is that there were multiple versions of these songs. They were covered just like Strangers in the Night might be or something.
That's true. Yeah.
Why would they do that? It seems because it was such a popular subject, I'm conjecturing.
I mean, you can't discount that there was an impulse to protest even at the earliest stages. For that song in particular, some of the versions were covers. I believe a member of the Weavers covered it under a pseudonym.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Hellerman. Yeah, he was an original member of the Weavers, mm-hmm. and he recorded the song. I believe that the version by Bob Hill, 78, came out on Jubilee, with Old Man Adam and under the name Bob Hill, and I think that was Fred Hellerman,
right,
from the Weavers.
And these records, we said the first one came out around 1945,
right?
So they're very condensed, aren't they, in a period of how many years? I'm imagining they would be.
Well, in terms of what I collect, obviously the origin date would be 1945 for any record about the atomic bomb, but then I start to lose interest in about 1966, 67, when sort of the hippie protest songs start to proliferate. So the period for when I think the golden age exactly
of atomic records,
that would be from say 1945 until Stalin died, or certainly a little bit after that, in the late 50s.
All right. Well, you're listening to a special edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program with my guest Ethan Krensen, and we are doing a show about 78 RPM records having to do with atomic energy, the atomic bomb, the dangers of atoms. Are we gonna do any? Is there any records about Martians coming or bringing atomic energy?
Yes, actually, that's another little wing of the subgenre.
I'd like to hear one of those, maybe.
I will find one for you. I've got one in mind.
Perfect. Well, what shall we hear next?
Let's hear that song that I mentioned before, the Sir Lancelot, Calypso performer, fantastic singer, and the song is called Atomic Energy, and it's another one of the less exuberant, more cautionary, but in no way, Bible-thumping protest songs that came out really early in the period that I'm interested in.
All right.
Da da dee 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 dum da da dee da dee da da dee dum. Some men with brains in their cranium took a piece of uranium. They did what other men couldn't do. They split the atom right in two. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made. That this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da dee dee dum da da dee da dee da da dee dum. They took all the U-238s that they could find in the United States. They gathered it and made it all into the size of a billiard ball. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made. That this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da dee dee dum da da dee da dee da da dee dum. Down to the south and west they went to try out their experiment, to find out what they wanted to know in the desert of New Mexico. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da dee dee dum da dee, da da dee dee dum da da, da da dee dee dum da da, dee da dee da da dee dum. If you should travel out west someday and happen to stop off in Santa Fe, just look around and take a stroll, you'll come across a great big hole. It's up to the people now to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da dee dee dum da da, dee da dee da da dee dum. Today it's the size of a billiard ball. Tomorrow it'll be the size of City Hall. And when they drop it, you will see the place where this earth used to be. I mean, it's up to the people now to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da-da-dee-dee-dam-da-da, dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-dam. We all can have prosperity with this atomic energy. The world can have its pork and beans or be blown into smithereens. It's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy.
Okay, pork and beans or smithereens? Tough choice.
It is a tough choice. I'm a vegetarian. So.
Right, right. Because you just said, could I get that vegetarian?
Yeah.
Because then the choice would be easy for you.
A
you don't want
easier.
The pork.
I don't.
You
I
take
don't.
The bomb.
I'll take the vegetarian.
If that's
pork,
an option.
If it's an option.
Probably
sure.
Wasn't an option then.
No.
If you didn't want to eat meat, get out.
So, yeah, it's a tough choice.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it was almost as if he was reading reports about all the information about the testing
yep.
and what was happening and just craft it into a little lyric and
yeah.
spit it out. This whole genre is in the history of taking a subject that's popular in culture mm-hmm. and let's make songs about it.
Absolutely. Going back to someone like Vernon Dalhart and his disaster songs, which were
right.
recorded as quickly as possible after something nationally sensational, like
right.
a train wreck or a dirigible wreck or a
yeah.
murder trial.
He definitely had some specific ones, and then he'd also have the general ones.
Yeah.
Which didn't really relate to any specific topic that was in the news.
Yeah.
He was all around like that. But, yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. What are we going to hear next?
I think we're going to keep it light. Going to go with Dude Martin.
Dude Martin.
A country song. Atom Bomb Baby. Another example where the... powers of a seductive woman are compared to the destructive force of the atomic bomb.
Is it going to be in a positive way, or is she going to destroy my life? She going to blow up my life?
I think you're going to find out. You're really standing on that line, and you have to fall one way or the other.
It's sometimes a chance you got to take.
It's true.
Okay,
let's
do it.
A red-headed atom bomb baby, a fortified blockbusting gal. When she aims at a target, it's just too bad, because her concentrated action drives a sane man mad. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. There's no if, no, or maybe. This atom bomb baby made a total wreck out of me. Jet-propelled atom bomb baby, a supercharged uranium gal. Once she strikes her objective and turns on the juice, 10 will get you 50 if you ever get loose. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. There's no if, no, or maybe. This atom bomb baby made a total wreck out of me. She's a red-headed atom bomb baby, a fortified blockbusting gal. When she aims at a target, it's just too bad, because her concentrated action drives a sane man mad. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her side. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. So stay clear away from this red-headed A-bomb, 'cause she belongs to me.
Atom Bomb Baby. You know, those redheads are always trouble.
I know.
That's what happens. What year was that one about?
Oh, 1948. 48. I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, just the idea of atomic energy just creeping into the culture, so it's on the tip of everyone's tongue, it's in the newspaper, it's in science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that it's all in the news now today with Iran and our nuclear deal going on.
Indeed.
So
it's not a problem that went away when 78 RPM Records went away.
That's right.
From your local record store.
Yep, yep. Well, I remember when, you know, the fall of the Soviet Union and the dropping of the wall, everyone's going to be, what are we going to do with all these bombs? And who knows where they are now?
I hope someone does.
Probably. I saw a James Bond movie about it. I think they do. All right. Well, let's continue now. What is going to be our next thing?
What is going to be our next record? I think we're going to go with Atomic Love, Little Caesar, and the Red Calendar Sextet on Hollywood Records.
Little Caesar, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know him.
Let's hear it.
Something exploded down inside and rushed tears up in my eyes. Oh yes, I have that funny feeling. I guess it's my atomic love for you. Crash. Something shattered in my mind and sent cold chills right down my spine. Oh yes, I have that funny feeling. I guess it's my atomic love for you. I can't realize, but I will apologize for all that I've done wrong. There's no need of pretending our love will have no ending. I'll dream after every day is done. Flash. I see spots before my eyes, or is it stars up in the skies? Oh yes, I have that funny feeling. I guess it's my atomic love for you.
Kind of a crooner there.
Yeah, yeah. He
crooning number.
I don't know. Is that can that be considered a torch song?
It's just what we're hearing is the breadth of the different styles that would go into this atomic subject.
That's right. And that one was kind of late. I guess I jumped forward quite a bit if we were thinking chronologically before. That was 57. So.
Right, right. I was thinking about the song poem genre thing, and I have a collection called The Makers of Smooth Music. There's one called Atomic Wise.
Yes, a good one. I have that on a 45.
Wow, that's pretty rare because they would only press a few of those. I mean, for those who don't know, American song poem thing was a scam. In the back of magazines, there'd be an ad saying, send us your poems, your lyrics, we can let you know if it's a hit record. You'd send in a poem, and you'd basically get back a form letter saying, we've reviewed your poem. There's huge potential here for this. Send us $200. We'll record it, get you a few copies, and give you instructions on how to get it out to the top labels. Basically, whatever they got, they would have these mass sessions where they just crank out these songs, press a few copies, send it to you with Brian Epstein's address, so you could send it to him, and you'd be on tour with the Beatles a week later, hopefully.
Yeah, that was the plan.
But
I wonder how that turned out.
Probably not too good, but for you to have a copy is pretty interesting.
There are other ones, too. There's one, I cannot remember the name of the recording group that did it, but it was called Blue Atoms, it's a song poem record as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... this stuff permeated culture, because those are from the 70s, I believe.
Yeah, 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
The more bizarre stuff is highly collectible, and I think some of it has been issued on a compilation of the best of the American song poem. Or I don't know what the title of the compilation is, but...
Right. To take a little step back from this subject, Ethan, of your specific collecting... you collect a lot of different 78s of all kinds, and how did you get into collecting 78s at all?
Because I was naive and I had the mistaken notion that as I was looking through thrift stores and junk shops and antique stores and seeing these records, I kept thinking to myself, well, there's music trapped on these records that no one can hear. Because at the time, I had no idea that there were thousands of collectors of 78s who, coveted these records and had just the equipment to play it back on. I thought that, since my stereo didn't have 78 as a speed on it, the records were unheard. So right, I bought a few boxes of records, and I bought a machine to play them on, and the rest is my sad history of collecting.
I was doing the same thing, because I was always collecting LPs and 45s, and interested in going further back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, 25 plus years ago, not a lot was reissued on LP, and we're still just around in the CD time.
Mm-hmm.
So just none of the stuff was out there. So I'm thinking, well, if I want to hear these artists, I've got to find the original discs. And I was finding them after I found my first Victrola, and that was the whole idea of doing the show, is letting people hear this kind of music that was kind of unavailable. And it definitely has been collectors and people like us who have found certain gems and let people hear them, because obviously today there's so much available on the internet.
Yes.
For instant listening.
I was going to mention YouTube. Collectors who are being very generous with their collections.
Yeah.
And just putting their 78s, recording them in videos with just a picture of the turntable spinning,
right,
and
right,
uploading that to YouTube so that everyone can hear.
Well, there's other sites like the University of California doing their whole cylinder database.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Jukebox. There's so much stuff out there, but stuff still creeps out from collectors.
Yes.
And I still will see records that I've never heard before, and I'll even see the label and try to search to hear it, and it's not available to hear. So stuff is still coming out.
It's true. It's not as though just 20 years of internet sharing and culture can handle the, over 100 years of recording technology.
No, it can't. Well, let's continue with another record.
Okay.
What shall we hear next?
Okay. We're going to hear...
We've got time for probably about 3 or 4 more records.
Good. Next up, you had mentioned you wanted to maybe hear a little dovetailing with the flying saucer phenomenon.
Yeah, because I feel like with the rise of the atomic scare, there are a lot of correlation to these science fiction movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The Day the Earth Stood
that
Still.
That was all about him coming down and saying, you humans have unlocked something that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
And we want you to know we're watching.
We've got our nine eyes on you.
Yes. So...
Yeah,
and what do the Americans do? They start shooting at them. Way to go,
silly humans!
Yeah.
Well, this one is it mentions the atomic bomb, which is always a bar that I like to pass
yes.
for an atomic bomb song. But it is about flying saucers. It's the Buchanan brothers. When you see those flying saucers on RCA Victor.
Okay.
Of the judgment day, it's a sign, there's no doubt of the trouble that's about. So I say, my friends, you'd better start to pray. They're a terrifying sight as they fly on day and night. It's a warning that we'd better mend our ways. You'd better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day.
What's interesting about some of these songs is just taking a familiar format and applying this theme to it.
Yeah.
So it's not really too far outside the realm of what people might be listening. It could be a song about, I don't know, farming or...
Mm-hmm. Ice cream trucks.
Courting, whatever it is.
You bet. Buchanan Brothers had another very popular atomic bomb song that some of your listeners might have heard before, Atomic Power.
I don't know
It
that
was
one.
Given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're still using it.
And we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we going to do next?
Well, I wanted to play one of the rarities. We discussed how so much material that's on 78 is being digitized and made available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to play this record, which I think is a real rarity, and I've found it in an auction, and later on I became involved in putting together a compilation for Bear Family Records of a box set that later came out. It was called Atomic Platters, Cold War Music from the Golden Age of Homeland Security.
Ooh, nice title.
Yeah.
What year did that come out?
Oh, you're asking me all these hard questions.
Approximately. Is it 10 years ago? About five?
2007,
okay.
Maybe. So the compilation, we put together a list of songs, myself and the members of the group I mentioned before, Conelrad,
mm-hmm.
to have on the compilation. And then we sent that list to Germany for Bear to see if they could come up with the rights and the actual tracks themselves. And this one, we put it on the list, and it was just not on their radar at all over at Bear Family. So I sent this actual recording for the box set from this record.
Fantastic. That's the way a lot of these compilations happen these days. Again, we're talking about the collectors being the ones having their genres that they specifically have. And here's one where I know you're interacting with a lot of these other Atomic collectors. So it makes sense that they would reach out to someone like you if they're putting together a package like that.
Yeah. So this is from a small religious label called Sacred Custom Records. And out of Los Angeles, and it's Dexter Logan and Daryl Edwards, a duet with the Cavalry Mountaineers, doing the Song of the Atom Bomb.
Stamp out God's name. No mortal that's living will be able to stand when the fire of the atom starts burning our land. God said he would show wonders from heaven above. People die in terror for rejecting God's love. Fire, smoke, and vapors from the heavens will come. The vengeance of God for the evil we've done. Some of God's chosen prophets in the Bible, we're told, look down through the ages, saw our history unfold. They saw blood flow like water and die in dismay. They saw fire fall from heaven, saw bombs on the way. Then from out of the heaven came a mighty flame. Bombs of destruction to turn the world ashamed. Earthquakes and lightnings and the whole world at war. But the fire of the atom will be greater by far. That fire surely coming, ever broadening its path. Men will cry for the rocks to hide them from God's own wrath. They would not heed the warning that's been preached far and near. With their souls lost forever, they will die in despair. Now this war for supremacy will increase its pace. The plan of mad dictators to destroy all the race. We who have salvation and trust in Jesus' name shall be caught up to meet him and be saved from the flame.
Okay, more hellfire from above. Uh-huh. Coming down.
Yeah, and sort of not very well recorded song. It's a little hot, as you were mentioning.
They sent them in there. You got one take.
You get one take, you got to get your message out.
Get your message out. Groove. It was a little distorted. Don't worry. Here's the record. Get out of here. Well, I don't know what that label is and how it was distributed, but...
I imagine it got distributed through a lot of churches and Sunday schools.
Right.
But that's... unverified.
Given to the kids.
That's right.
All right. What are we going to have next?
Well, now this is a record that I just received in the mail.
So you're still actively collecting and finding this stuff,
right? And on occasion something comes along that I'd never had read about or heard tell about, and it's a pleasant surprise.
I always love that.
Yeah.
I always say I'm never surprised by what I've never seen before.
Well, so what we got is another fiery religious song in the country vein called When the Hell Bomb Falls. And most people probably who are familiar with this period of country music may know the original version, perhaps the original version by Fred Kirby. This one is one that I just discovered. It's a Canadian RCA Victor in the Bluebird series. Jack Holden and Francis Kay singing When That Hellbomb Falls. It's a real nice song.
All right.
Won't you listen, my dear brother, for it's time for us together. God is getting mighty angry for the sinful thing we've done. He gave us all this blessed land, and this I cannot understand. A weapon of destruction to destroy us, everyone.
Mr. President of these United States and all great leaders of this world, this is one of your citizens speaking in behalf of all peace-loving, God-fearing people, your own people. We have but one favor to ask of you. Before any further great decisions are made concerning war, the use of the atomic or H-bomb, please, in the name of God, kneel in prayer and ask His guidance. And we in return will ask God to listen and to answer your prayers.
It will take a lot of praying. Do not wait another minute. God is looking down upon us. See His message in the sky. Have mercy on us, Lord, to pray and keep us humble night and day. We're praying for the whole world, cause the time is drawing nigh.
When that hell bomb falls, when that hell bomb falls, I'll be screaming, dying, praying.
When that hell bomb falls, oh, the fathers and the mothers, sisters, wives and children, brothers, are still weeping from their losses in that last war. If it be your blessed will,
when that hell bomb falls, when that hell bomb falls, I'll be screaming, dying, praying.
When that hell bomb falls.
Yeah, those two-part harmonies seem to be part of the formula for these songs.
Yes, for the country gospel type.
Well,
definitely.
It's great that you're still finding stuff and still looking for stuff. Is there any one that you're particularly looking for that you can't find?
Actually, yes. I would really love to own a copy of a record that probably everybody knows about. It's the Duck and Cover song. It was recorded by Dick Two-Ton Baker. And, you know, it's the Bert the Turtle song.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that was in the film.
Yeah.
The Duck and Cover film.
Yeah, and that record is mythically rare, actually, to tell you the truth.
But it was made as a record?
Yes, it was.
It definitely was out not just as the film thing?
Yeah. As a children's record, because, you know, it was a message that the children really needed to hear, how to survive an atomic bomb attack.
Remember, Billy, when you see the flash, what do?
You duck and cover.
There you go. The kids got to learn.
Kids got to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Who knows? What's going to show up? Things pop up. And if someone maybe has that, who's listening to the show, saying, you know what, I got that on my shelf, I don't really want this record, how do they contact you?
I guess they could contact me through my website, ethankrenson.com. You know, and I probably shouldn't have mentioned how mythically rare it was. You know, I think I just ruined my bargaining position, but...
It's going to go from $5 to 10 now.
It is going to go to 10.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're paying double now.
That's right.
I do want to take a moment to mention that upcoming is my 20-year anniversary show, which is going to be held here at WFMU in Monty Hall, our performance space, on October 27th. It's going to be from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's open to the public, so I invite all fans of the Antique Phonograph Music Program to come down and party, putting on like a variety show. It's an extended show. I'm going to be, well, the show at Monty Hall is from 7 to 10, but it's going to be broadcast from 8 to 10, streaming with audio and with video. Ooh. So if you can't make it, you can go online and watch the show. We have a fantastic performance space now, multi-camera video production, so it'll be something great to see.
Sounds great.
There you go. And I guess that's going to about do it for this specialty show. Ethan, thank you so much for bringing all these records together for us to hear.
My pleasure.
It was educational for me, for sure. I knew about a few of these, but I didn't know it was such a genre of so many hundreds of records touched on this.
Yeah, it's a fascinating field of research.
I thought Sting was the first one.
Yeah.
Only kidding. Only kidding. So we got time for one more.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Al Rogers and the Rocky Mountain Boys doing the hydrogen bomb, because, you know, it's not just the A-bomb we have to worry about.
Right. There's other bombs to worry about.
The B-bomb, the C-bomb, and now the H-bomb.
There you go. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this show. So until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody.
Ho, hi, ho, the hydrogen bomb. Bless it all, let it fall. Ho, hi, ho, the hydrogen bomb. God have mercy on me. Every dollar I make goes for taxes and bills. Perhaps they've discovered the cure for my ills. Oh, hi, ho, the hydrogen bomb. Bless it all, oh let it fall. Oh, I hold the hydrogen bomb. Oh, God have mercy on me. And with folks saying things will get worse than now, I'm scared half to death all the time anyhow. Oh, I hope the hydrogen bomb. God have mercy on me. Though it's little I am and it's less than I'm worth, at least I'll be dust with the biggest on earth. Oh, I hope the hydrogen bomb. Bless it all, oh let it fall. Oh, I hold the hydrogen bomb. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Oh, God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.